Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Crime spirals out of control in American cities. New York to stop prosecuting people for prostitution. LeBron James threatens a Columbus, Ohio cop. A record number of Americans are abandoning religion. Many adults now stream 8 hours online every day. Also ahead, Happy Earth Day. What exactly is that? But first, new stats show 2020, last year, one of the most violent years in history. 264 police officers were killed. That figure was just 89 in 2019. The homicide rate for everybody rose 74% in Seattle, 61% in New Orleans, with similar increases in Chicago and New York City. Overall, murders spiked 36% in all 50 states. The reason? The anti-police movement. The district attorney in Manhattan deciding his office will no longer prosecute crimes like prostitution. Reports from the NYPD show a 97% spike in shootings and 45% rise in homicide in just the last month. The DA does not enforce many laws in New York City, which is why disorder is now rampant. NBA star LeBron James facing backlash on social media after he tweeted, then deleted, a threat to a Columbus, Ohio police officer involved in a shooting. Video apparently shows the officer firing his weapon after a teenage girl attacked another girl with a knife. Mr. James posted a picture of the police officer with a warning, "You're next," referring to Derek Chauvin. The percentage of Americans who visit houses of worship dropping below 50% for the first time in 8 decades. Survey from Gallup showing religious attendance reaching the lowest level in modern times. The typical American adult now streams 8 hours of content every day. 65% say they prefer the internet for news and entertainment compared to cable TV. Netflix, Hulu, HBO report 30% increases in subscriptions since the start of the pandemic. For the best content available, I suggest BillO'Reilly.com, of course. In a moment, it is Earth Day. What is that? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, Happy Earth Day. Okay, let me explain this. E-Day was founded by Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970. Basically, it involves and invites humanity, that's us, to respect the planet. Do not hurt it. Now, Earth Day is very worthy. Only a moron wants a dirty planet or a greed head or the Chinese Communist government. They don't care whether we have pollution. The problem is that the environmental movement has been hijacked by far-left progressives. And they want to use environmentalism to impose their far-left political views. That's what's going on here. So I'm for everything that would make the planet cleaner, but I don't want the economy of the USA hurt. And I don't want my personal freedom limited. Now, the Green New Deal is the best example. Socialists want to control the marketplace. That's very important for everybody to understand. Therefore, they are demanding corporations pay big taxes and change business practices to, quote, fit the green vision. It's not really about clean air or water for the radicals. It's about control of tax dollars. President Biden is, of course, on board with spending trillions with a T on theoretical programs that may or may not work. As you know, he shut down the XL pipeline. He is forbidding any drilling for fossil fuels on federal land. And he is basically funding every Green New Deal proposal that comes down the pike. This is not going to make the planet better. What will make the planet better is technology. So, electric cars, very good. But Elon Musk and the Tesla people have to bring the prices of the cars down. You don't ban, as they want to do in California, gas-powered vehicles until you have a viable alternative that working class people can buy. Same thing with heating your home. Look what happened in Texas when that cold snap flew in this winter. All of the power in Texas was shaky because the alternative wind couldn't meet demand. So you have to be smart on this Earth Day. A couple of tips. Plastic. Don't throw plastic away. Recycle it. The oceans and water are full of plastic. It doesn't dissolve. Don't litter. No one should litter. And if you see somebody littering, confront them. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The television classic I Love Lucy, returning from the 1950s, this time is a movie starring Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman in the leading roles. The original show debuted 70 years ago and would quickly become the most popular program in America, spanning six seasons and changing the TV industry forever. Unlike other sitcoms of the era, I Love Lucy was centered on actress Lucille Ball's real life, dealing with domestic issues, marriage, children, and the daily struggles of working-class Americans, which Lucy was. In the beginning, the studio thought the show would be a flop. Executives at MGM believed the public would never follow a female lead, even referring to Miss Ball as that crazy redhead. Others questioned whether Americans would watch a white woman married to a Latin American man. To prove them wrong, Lucille Ball and husband Desi Arnaz developed the vaudeville act, touring upstate New York as Lucy and Desi. The folks loved it. CBS then signed the duo, and the Lucy pilot aired October 15th, 1951. After that, 11 million people tuned in each week to watch the couple, even though there were only 15 million TV sets in the entire country, 1951. During its run, I Love Lucy and its cast garnered 24 Emmy nominations and 5 wins, with 2 of them going to Lucille Ball. And here's something else you might not know. I Love Lucy was one of the first TV programs actually filmed in Hollywood. At the time, most shows were taped in New York City, but Lucy and Desi refused to relocate from their home in Los Angeles. While in Hollywood, Arnaz took on other roles, even producing TV shows like The Untouchables. The show and its negative depiction of Italian Americans upset a few people, including members of the mafia. Chicago boss Sam Giancana even put out a murder contract on Desi Arnaz, as I chronicle in my upcoming book, Killing the Mob. Desi Arnaz was almost whacked. Did you know that? Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.